You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Transformers!
Hello, this is Brian Kilby, and this is a special, extra special, I guess, edition of Radio Free Cybertron. I'm calling it RFC 439 and a half. The reason we're doing it is we posted a lot of great shows and content over the weekend, and you should just listen to that. You can just stop me right now. But no, I'm going to go into a little bit of news this week, plus recap sort of the things that we talked about over the weekend, and I have a special... I guess surprise, not really a surprise if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which you should, which is, you can just search for Radio Free Cybertron on YouTube and it'll pull us up. But, a special surprise, especially if you haven't, actually listened or watched our YouTube channel. So some of the stuff that we posted over the weekend, we had, RFC Extra episode 18, I believe, which is an interview by Anthony from TFU.info of the Hasbro folks. That's a really informative interview, and you definitely should check it out. Thank you so much to Anthony for doing that. We really, really appreciate it. We also have an on-site live recording from TFCon Charlotte with Don, Matt, Diecast, me, and Rob Springer. That was a lot of fun. We delve into the convention, some of the items there, interesting things that we saw. It was a lot of fun. I really, 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 really enjoyed that. We also have something that I think turned out pretty well. It was a neat experiment anyway. It was a multi-podcast panel from TFCon, which features folks from RFC, the Transmissions Podcast, Twincast, and Shatteredcast Uncut. And we also have the RFC minicast, which features Don talking about TFCon. So if you're interested in TFCon in any way, in any capacity, go ahead and just look in your feed right now where you're finding this, and go ahead and download those episodes. It's a lot of fun. So I am actually going to get into a little bit of the show this week. We did an RFC live stream last night, the normal crew. We didn't really feel like doing a show because we were all tired from the convention, and we kind of talked about everything. I decided that it was worthwhile, just if nothing else, to get together with you, the listener, and talk about a couple of news items that popped up. And of course, you can find these at tformers.com. But first, I wanted to jump into This Week in History. So in 1997, this week, I believe it was October 22nd, maybe 21st, the Japanese Beast Wars single, War, Stop It, and the other single, For the Dream, are released by Columbia Music Entertainment. So you've probably heard us use this theme a lot because it is awesome. And if you haven't already heard it before, here's a little bit to enjoy. None of the theme songs that we've ever gotten in the U.S. are nearly as awesome as that. I don't understand. It's not fair. Okay, a couple of news items I did want to talk about very briefly. So Transformers sales fall, but beat Hasbro's own expectations in Q3, in Hasbro's Q3 earnings. The long and the short of this one is, because last year was a movie year, Hasbro expected Transformers sales to fall this year. And they did, but not by as much as they expected. So apparently, and I haven't seen this, but this is secondhand. A lot of people on the internet are flipping out over this, worried that Transformers are dying. And I absolutely understand that because, you know, people tend to overreact to things. I am certainly known to do that. But with that said, again, it's not a movie year. and Hasbro themselves expected the drop in sales. But I will say, it does not seem like the movie toys are selling as well as they used to. So take that for what you will. Next item, the BotCon 2016 box set reveal. Predacon General CicadaCon. Now, we haven't really been talking about these reveals much, because honestly, they don't really excite me like they should. So what we're getting with the next BotCon set is a Beast Wars box set, because of course next year is the 20th anniversary of Beast Wars, and we're going to get a box set of a Predacon named Predacus. And so far it features Ravage, Tarantulas, and also the bots that made up Tri-Predacus, which was one of the two U.S. Beast Wars combiners. CicadaCon is based on Skydive, and it is very red. I wish these did more for me, because A, I love Beast Wars, B, I love combiners, but as we've said in the past, I'm a little bit combinered out right now. I need something else to kickstart my interest in these, and for what they're going to cost, I'm going to have to live without them, I think. An item that just popped up last night or early this morning, this was a little bit surprising. It's MP11NR, which is Masterpiece Ramjet. So it's our first Conehead Seeker built with the mold, the new mold, the retooled mold. I guess it's the first one in general, but it looks really nice. It's got a really nice face sculpt. It's, of course, considering it's with the retooled mold that we got from the, yeah, of course, the original Starscream mold was a little less posable. They've added some posability to it. And this really looks phenomenal. It's going to be a mall exclusive. So the actual retail price on this thing is going to be about $123, which is 16,000 yen. Certainly, it's going to cost more than that when it comes here, especially considering it's limited to 2,000 pieces. When it comes to official product, that's not much. So it's going to be, let's see here, it's going to be, pre-order period will run from October 26th through November 4th. It's pretty, and I really want it. So we'll see if I get it. But if you can snatch it up, I certainly recommend that you do, because it looks nice. Got to be honest. I actually really like this. I didn't think that I would. But if it's less than $200, I may jump on it. So that's really all the news I wanted to talk about. We'll cover this more in detail next week. But I did want to give you at least a little bit of news in the absence of a regular show. But that's not all that we're going to have on this week's Radio Free Cybertron 439 and a half. So you may have heard me mention before, I started doing another podcast. It's kind of like a, I don't know, parody sort of weird little thing, but it's me pretending that I am like a redneck, which I guess I technically am. But my first job ever was in radio, and I mentioned that quite a bit. I mean, it's the reason that we do this. But it's small market radio, and there are some, you know, time slots available for the public to, you know, if they're willing to pay $50 to get on the air. So this is kind of like an homage to all of the really crappy radio programs I've had to play back in the day. But I've listened to this stuff for years, so I have an endless supply or cachet of material to use. But in this format, on this podcast, I do my first interview ever. I've never actually done an interview on this, and I interview Don. And I think it's pretty funny. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Don enjoyed it, and so did everyone in the room who managed to hold their laughter until after it was over. And yes, people actually did laugh. So I'm going to play this in its entirety, because this does not show up in your Radio Free Cybertron feed. This is entirely separate. So if you actually are interested, just look for Brian Kilby Happy Day on iTunes and you can download it. I post it about once weekly and it's really short. It usually runs between like 3 and 5 minutes.
Stan Bush here, and I dare you to check out Radio Free Cybertron.
Well, hey there, this is Brian. It's a happy day. Happy day in Wilkes. Actually, today I'm not in Wilkes County. I'm in, this is Mecklenburg County. That's close to Charlotte. And don't worry, I know Charlotte's a den of corruption. I'm not actually in Charlotte. I'm near Charlotte, near the racetrack. I'm not here for a race. No race this week. But, yeah, I am here to relax with friends and stuff. And speaking of, I've got my good friend Don here. Hey, Don, how are you doing?
Hello, Brian.
Don, you're my first guest ever on the Happy Day podcast.
Excellent. Thank you.
So, Don, I wanted to tell the people about you. You're an awful smart fella. You got a business degree.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in business for a while. You're widely known for your I'll just put it out there. You have a peculiar hobby. What you collect something. What do you collect?
I collect Transformers.
You collect Transformers. Okay, I've known that, and everybody knows that. So that's an expensive hobby, I figure. So why do you do that? Do you get on at Duke Power or something? Because I've been trying to get on at Duke Power for a long time, and they won't hire me. I keep going over there. I keep calling them like, hey, I'm Brian Kilby. I'd be really good up climbing up the power lines and stuff fixing stuff when it storms. It storms all the time up here in Wilkes County. It takes forever to get the power back up. If a tree hits the power line or something and busts a transformer, them things are expensive, Don. How much do you spend on them?
I think we're talking about two different kinds of transformers. I collect the toys, robots that turn into cars.
Like the movie, like Optimus Prime and Megator. Those are good movies. Have you ever seen? Do you see the new one that's got Marky Mark in it?
I seen that one.
That's a really good movie, Don.
It's a little long, but yeah, it's an okay movie.
I really like that one guy. I don't remember his name. He wore sunglasses in the movie, and he was bad. He hurt people, but that was pretty awesome. What was your favorite part of that movie?
The ending. I liked the way it ended.
That was the one where Optimus Prime ended up plugging Megatron in the face, weren't it?
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Yeah. This one, he flew off into space to find who created him.
I don't remember that. Is this the one that had the pyramids? That was the one that had the pyramids in it, the last one.
No, that's the one before last.
There's only two of them movies.
There's four.
It's four of them movies.
Four of the movies.
Gosh, I got to tell Kim that. We'll want to end up watching those this weekend. Hey, Kim, do you want to watch that new Transformers movie this weekend? It's got Marky Mark in it. She does. She had the biggest smile on her face. So, Don, you collect. So, why do you collect? Those are toys.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. Why do you collect toys?
Because it's fun. And I don't want to grow old easily. I want to fight it. I want to have fun a little bit longer.
You want to fight it?
Yeah, I want to fight growing old.
What are you talking about? That don't make no sense.
Well, if you forget how to have fun, you get old faster. If you have fun, you stay younger longer.
My daddy did live to be about almost 70 years old. He was kind of a butthole. He didn't have no fun.
Well,
that makes a lot of sense now that you say it, Don.
Well, sounds good anyway. Might as well try to give it a shot, see if it works.
That's pretty cool. So so you like toys.
Mm-hmm.
Do people ever look at you like why do you collect toys? Do people ever say that to you? Like when you're at Walmart or something, do they say, is this for your son or your nephew or your little girl? Do they ever say that?
Yeah, they do. And I just tell them the truth. It's like, I'm not running around shooting pool. I'm not running around making moonshine.
My daddy made moonshine. It ain't that bad.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, though, they kind of frown on it. So it's not something I'd want to do on a regular basis.
So how many of these you got? Like 20 or 30 or so or something like that?
I'd say around 5,000.
Gee, what? No, seriously.
Yeah, they make a lot of them. They also make them overseas, stuff that's not made in the U.S.
Like in Europe and stuff like that.
Europe and Japan and stuff like that. So
the stuff's in Japan, too?
Well, it's from Japan. They just brought it over here and put in new packages.
The stuff's from Japan? That's a weird... Optimus Prime's a really weird Japanese name. What? So that was his name in Japan, too?
No, it was called Convoy. Like,
that ain't no Japanese word. Japanese words like sushi and stuff like that.
Well, in Japanese, the original name in Japanese translates to convoy. Like Conway Twitty and Convoy, the old movie.
I love that stuff. That stuff's really good.
I did too. Smoking the Bandit, stuff like that.
Man, that's one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. One of mine.
Burt Reynolds is awesome. So, Don, what's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
Oh, first. Oh, I don't. Okay. Cannonball Run. Cannonball Run. That's the first one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that followed by Smokey and the Bandit.
I mean, I love Smokey and the Bandit. I love Smokey and the Bandit too. I love Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason is so good in that.
Well, I have to be honest, though. I like Smokey and the Bandit 1, not more for Burt Reynolds, but for Jackie Gleason. So I got to be true. Now, Cannonball Run, Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, comedy gold.
Don, you're a smart man. I appreciate this conversation that you're giving me here.
No problem.
Have you ever thought about doing radio or anything before? You're pretty good at this.
I thought about it, but, you know, it takes a lot of time and practice, and it takes me forever to get as good as you, so I don't know if I got that kind of time or not.
Well, boy, you're a good guest, Don. I appreciate that. So, let's see here. I've never actually done an interview before, and I'm kind of wanting to shut him up, and I don't know how to stop it. Don, so what kind of day are you having?
I'm having a good day. A little tired, you know.
No, Don. You're having a happy day.
I'm having a happy day here in Wilkes, Mecklenburg County.
It's a happy day in Wilkes County, Don. I appreciate you being on. I've been Brian Kilby. I will see y'all later.
In the days of Megatron, it was not like this. We had Radio Free Cybertron.
So I'm not going to pretend that that was good, but it was fun, and I really enjoy doing that podcast. I'm about 12 episodes in. Well, I posted 11. I've got the 12th ready to fire right now. So with that, I am going to leave you until next week, but we are going to end the show with a clip. I'm afraid to play the whole thing because of copyrights and all that, but I am going to play a clip of Don performing the famous song from Rocky III by the band Survivor. It's Don's interpretation of Eye of the Tiger.
Keep them alive. It's the